Okay, ready, Linda? Arena, congratulations into another final here in Stuttgart. Just talk us through how you came back in that match and managed to do it in two sets today.
Yeah, that was very tough match. She was playing really, really great tennis. She made me work for every point, and I actually enjoyed playing. It was a real fight, and happy to be in another final here.
Where do you think it was the difference between this match and the Miami semifinal you played against her?
Well, I mean, obviously we were playing on the clay court, everything a bit slower, and I had to adjust a little bit to the tactic, and I had to work extra hard to get every point, but I actually enjoyed it. And yeah, I had to be ready to finish the point, and I had to be ready for an extra shot coming back. So yeah, that was the difference.
I just want to ask about the point. I'm not sure if you remember, but the point on 5-all 30 love in the first set. That was the point where you tried the lob, and then you hit the backhand down the line winner.
Oh, yeah, when she approached
yes,
the net, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If that was really important for you also, like mentally in that situation when she was coming back and...
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, it was, I was 5-2 up, and then it was 5-all, 30 left to her, and then I did it to 30-all, and yeah, of course, I knew it was an important point, and in that situation, I was just trying to do my best, and I was just trying to stay in the point and, yeah, try to get the win, but yeah, of course, I knew that game was very, very important for me.
Congrats, Arena. When you look for tomorrow, usually you're the player who plays fast, and now you play Ostapenko, who plays also very fast. How do you approach that game? Do you change your tactics against her? Or?
Yeah, we played a couple of times, and the last meeting was on the clay, so I think I'm aware. First of all, I'm aware of her shots. Yeah, she can play really aggressive, and I think I know the way I have to play in that match, and I'm really looking forward. I think it's going to be very aggressive tennis from both, and I'm excited for that final, and can't wait to play.
Next one. Hi, Arina. Congratulations. It will be your fourth final here.
Yeah.
We've been here, with you in all these years.
Enjoyed me failing every year.
is it a lot of pressure now, or is it? Do you want it more, or how is it?
I mean, I think we always deal with pressure, and as they always say, pressure is the privilege. So I'm not focusing on the pressure. And I want it more than ever, like when you're losing three times in the finals, I think it's becoming something like really important for you to kind of like, to make sure you put this, next to the goal. Next to the, like, in the list of your goals, you want to make sure you succeed here. So it's very important final for me, and I'll make sure I bring my best game there tomorrow.
I will tell you a little secret. We were talking with Iga yesterday again about her game with Ostapenko, and I asked her what's the difference between the big hitters, Sabalenka and Ostapenko, and she said Arina's playing with more logic. Do you think logic is going to be the answer for tomorrow's game?
Well, thanks for that. And I actually understand what she's talking about. Oops, sorry. Okay, whatever. Sorry for that. I understand what she's talking about. And with Yelena, you really have to stay low and be ready for anything, and do not expect some logical decisions over there, and just like try to play your best and try to put all of the pressure she's trying to put in on you back on her, and see what happens. And yeah, I think that's a very nice comment actually from Iga. Or actually, maybe it's a bad one. That's why she's doing well with me. Maybe I have to become that player when I play against Iga, like not following the logic.
Next one.
I want to ask about yourself today, because probably you weren't really satisfied with how the second serve was going. The second serve was going, especially probably in the first set. So I wonder if it was something that was brought by the opponent, probably the position, or was the aggressive position, or was something with yourself that you weren't really, you didn't really like the way you were serving overall?
I mean, probably today wasn't the best day of me serving. But you're talking about my second serve, or
yes, or because I think the percentage
yes, was like winning. Yeah,
It was like 20% of 0.1 with the second serve in the first set.
Oh, really? Wow, that bad? I didn't feel it was that bad, but yeah, that's actually pretty bad stats. But well, I think she's a great player, and I think she adjusted well on my second serve, and yeah, she was returning really well, and but also maybe tactically I wasn't like serving quite well, so it's not like I'm not happy with my serve. I think it just like it was one of those days when you just have to overcome something, like when something is not working well. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm really happy that even with that percentage I was able to win the match, because it's pretty bad, 20%.
Okay, I think we're good. Thank you,
guys.